Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. I'm your host, Michael Long, and we're glad that you are here. And we are starting a new week believing in making of miracles. And I don't know about you, I believe in miracles, and I am resounding in believing in miracles after Thursday. We're going to be talking about that. Call on in to speak to psychic medium Kendra Walbaum from Canada. She's an amazing psychic medium, been with me now for a little over a year, and her readings are in detailed. You can ask for times, you can connect about relationship, career, moving, loved ones. And tonight, again, if you donate to the Love in Action, we always say if you donate $25, you'll get a 10-minute reading. So you ask all the questions you want in that 10 minutes. And if you absolutely can't donate, still call in, okay? You still can get one question in. We'll take the donators in first for our thank you. Whenever you receive something, you got to give something back. So that's our way of giving back and saying thank you. And we're also live on Facebook. So you can join me there as well. But Sarah in the chat room, please call in, okay? I know you can't, you said you can't donate now. And like I said, if you're in that situation and everybody else, still call in, okay? Sarah, I want you to call in, okay? I read what you said. You might not want that announced to the whole radio community. So my heart goes out to you, and this is one of the big reasons I do the show. And I've been doing it for the last 10 years, taking over 20,000 free calls. So please call on in, Sarah, 347-884-8245. My heart goes out to you, and we want to reach out and talk to you, okay? Let me know in the chat your area code so we can bring you on, okay? All right. We love everybody here. That's what it's all about. In case people are missing, you know, what it's all about. We're all connected, guys. You know, we're all connected, our brothers and sisters. And if you believe like me, then, you know, we're all on the same page, but you're very welcome, Sarah, and that's, you know, okay, thanks for calling in. Okay, let's get on with the music here, and our guest Kendra is going to be here for an hour, the first hour, and then I think we're going to be joined in with Psychic Little T on the second hour, or for part of the second hour. We'll see how that goes, okay, for an extended show. Here goes the music, and we'll be back here right after this.
To all you chill listeners out there on Journey into the Light, I dedicate this song to you.
Okay, I thought that was a different song. So I was wanting to play Amazing Grace tonight, but I'll download a song. That was actually one night some years ago, we did a karaoke night, and we had a great time. I sang even several songs. I wouldn't showcase the songs. So, okay. Okay. All right. Speaking about miracles, whenever you speak about miracles, you're also speaking about angels, right? And let's put this on. We'll be back here right after this on Journey in the Light.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Now mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there. And I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayers. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger to lend a helping hand, a phone call from a friend just to say I understand. But ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, that someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope? Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up in the strangest places to grace us with their mercy in our time of need. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love, to guide us with the light of love.
What a beautiful song, Angels Among Us from Alabama. Angels are among us all the time, all the time. And we're here with Kendra Walbaum, psychic medium from Canada, and she is taking your phone calls here on the radio show. So call in, the number to call, 347-884-8245. And then press the 1 on your phone if you want to speak to Kendra. If you want to just listen, then don't press the 1 or depress the 1 if you have already. But you're very welcome to listen either on the phone number. We have unlimited lines for y'all. Or click on the radio show on the Blog Talk Network. As Journey in the Light's been here for right about 10 years. So if you're new to the show, a couple things you might want to do so you can hear, you know who the guests are every day. Because tomorrow we have at least 3 different guests tomorrow. Send me a friend request on Facebook and click on the follow button on the radio show on Journey in the Light. This way you'll get updates on Facebook. You'll see all my postings here on the show. And again, we dedicate our nighttime shows to our mission, Love in Action, our homeless mission, or people that just helping people and need a hand up. And I'll tell you, you know, this weekend when I go out and help so many, I was out even today. I just got in about 15 minutes before the show started. I love doing it. I love coming across people and saying, hey, man, or hey, sister, you know, what's your story? What's happened? And Friday afternoon, a story that I would like to share with all of you is actually two stories I'd love to share with you. But the main one is I came across on the corner, very sadly, a mother and daughter. And you couldn't tell by their clothes, you know, that they were homeless. And I pulled up, they had a big sign, and I hadn't never seen them before on the corner. So I knew they needed help. So I went in there and said, hey, you know, what's going on? So the mother told me is a month ago, she got laid off on her job, totally unexpected. She has applied everywhere and can't land a job. And the bills have really started adding up, and they're getting really serious. And she's trying to keep, you know, the apartment that they have, her and her daughter, and they're in jeopardy of being homeless themselves. And one thing we don't need is more homeless. And so the thing that told me everything was the look on the daughter's face, the look, I've seen it before. Where? I've seen it on my own kid's face, because the daughter was full of fright, and she was embarrassed to be out there. She was about 15, and all you guys have kids, we've been kids, you know how that is. And the other thing is she was scared. And when 2008-09 happened and the financial meltdown happened across the world, my family lost our family business that we worked so hard on, my wife and I. We lost our dream house that we were going to retire on, that we just had moved into a couple years ago, and was not a good time. And my kids and I, it was so important to me to let them know we're going to have to move, but we're going to be all right. But still, at times, the scared, the fright that I saw when they didn't see me looking. So when I saw the daughter with the mom there, that was all that I needed to know, that we needed to help her, and not just help her in a little way. So I got her information, how to contact her, so we can be there as much as we possibly can for that mother and daughter. And those are the things that I see, that I look for. And I'll tell you another quick little story. The lady that you saw today, Patricia, on my Facebook, again, I post a lot of pictures so you can see the actual action. You can see we're actually helping people. But anyway, Patricia, you can see she was such a delight. She's so sweet. She has a walker. She's about 75. She can barely walk, but she walks because she needs help to get by. And she came over, and I know I've helped her before, and she came over to my car, and after talking to her for a little bit, she said, and helping her, she said, "Can I give you a kiss?" And I said, "Well, you don't have to. I don't mean, you know." And she wanted to, though, I could tell. So she gave me a kiss on the cheek, and then she said, she was, you know, leaning into my car, and she patted my stomach, and she said, "Wow, it looks like you haven't missed many, many meals," she said, ha, ha, ha. And, you know, I just laughed along. It was funny. And she said, "Your wife must be a great cook." And that kind of leads into the first story, because my wife was a great cook, but when the financial collapse happened, my wife had a nervous breakdown. The lupus came on right after that. And most times my wife is bedbound, and has some, you know, major medical issues, which I won't go into any more detail on. So if you saw the pictures last night, when my wife and I can get out to go to dinner, it's rare, but when we do, it's a really special night for us. And I do thank everybody for their love and well wishes and things like that. But tonight, we're taking your calls and we're saying, you know, we need your help with the love in action. We have another family that I would like to help. And I'm believing in another miracle tonight. Mount's not as high or anything like that. But we're looking for folks to come on in and join and donate so we can reach our goal tonight of $300. Now, it's a miracle, but I'm believing, and God has shown me that anything is possible. Last Thursday work, God has shown me, and I know gosh, there's tons of families, guys. I could, man, if we had a millionaire join in and join in with the mission, oh my God. Oh my God. It's amazing what people donate, you know, large sums of money for the most silliest things, or better yet, donating money to political groups. Millions of dollars that all these candidates get, and they spend it on all this frivolous stuff and TV commercials, when they could go for so much help with so many different groups. But that's that, and that's, you know, we could only do what we're going to do. So the links are on the show page to help, PayPal, GoFundMe, and also, you know, so there's the links. If you're calling in, we say, guys, donate $25 if you can. You'll get a 10-minute reading. You can ask all the questions you want in 10 minutes. If you absolutely can't donate, stay on the phone lines, call on in, and we'll give you guys a question, which will bring people in. We'll bring the donators in first to give the thank you. There's everything, and on with the show. Okay. Let's bring in from Canada, Kendra Walbaum, to the show. Welcome, Kendra.
Oh, hi, Michael.
How are you doing?
How are
things
in
Canada?
They're all right.
Well, great. Great. Do you want to tell the folks a little bit about yourself, people that haven't heard you before? And anything
sure.
else you want to add in there?
Sure. So, like Michael said, my name is Kendra. I am a psychic medium. I prefer the term intuitive reader, but it's all in the same. I am a natural energy healer as well, so I do hands-on energy healing. I do own a mind, body, and spirit wellness practice, so I do healings and readings. You can find me on Facebook. It's Surprise Your Spirit. That's my Facebook page name. There's daily energy reads posted there, and a lot of interaction goes on there, and a lot of free giveaways as well. You can also find me at www.surpriseyourspirit.com. I'm also on Instagram at Surprise Your Spirit, and I do have a YouTube channel as well. So I've been this way since birth, so I'm a natural intuitive. I didn't have a traumatic event or anything that triggered my abilities. I was born this way, and my father is also a natural energy healer, so it comes from my dad's lineage, I do believe. And the more I learn, the more I discover. It's quite interesting. And so I can help anyone pretty much with anything that they prefer. My mediumship readings, connecting to deceased loved ones, I only do face-to-face, just so that everybody is aware. If you're calling in for that, I can't help you with that. I often find the phone lines will shut down when I do those types of readings, just because I tend to absorb too much energy. But if there's any other area in your life that I can help with, please let me know. I do offer soul awareness coaching sessions, so we can teach you some tips, tricks, and tools to learn to your own intuition in order to get your path to its greatest joy. And I welcome anyone and everyone to join me and follow me on my page and learn a lot about me. I'm very interactive with my Facebook followers, and I do get to know them quite well. So that is a good place to connect to me and learn a little bit about me.
Okay, great. Awesome. And Kendra, could we start with some calls? Would you be okay with that and see how it goes? I know where
that's,
okay.
That's fine, Michael.
Okay, great. Awesome. Thank you. So we're going to start with calls here. And so call on in 347-884-8245. I'll come to you in the screening room as well. And let's go first then to Erica, who made a donation, and we appreciate you. And I'll put the time in, and we'll get it up to 10 minutes. So Erica, you're on here with Kendra. Go ahead, please. Thank you.
Hello, Erica.
Well, Erica, are you there?
Oh, hello. Yeah, can you hear me?
Great, yes.
And I can now.
Okay,
yes.
Hi, Erica. How can I help you?
I just have a couple questions.
Okay.
The one question before I get into like my main concern is there's been a lot of weird interactions with my ex-boyfriend's family. I was just wondering if you could like maybe shed some light on what is going on with my ex-boyfriend and why the weird encounters with his family. Like his mom was like seemed really sad when she saw me. Like it was about a week ago now.
Okay, so first of all, Erica, are you aware that it's Mercury retrograde right now?
I'm not sure what that is.
Okay, so it's Mercury is the planet, correct? And so this is an astrology thing. So I'll take an intuitive look too, but I also want you to have like a little bit of a logical basis too, just to help your brain to understand as well. Because I think that sometimes the hardest is to quiet the brain, right? Like it overthinks everything.
Mm-hmm.
So astrologically we have a Mercury retrograde, and so what happens is Mercury is the planet of communication, and in Mercury retrogrades, a lot of people from our past will pop in, and past doesn't have to be years. It can be, you know, from months or weeks ago. So the fact that you're talking about is that your ex-boyfriend and his family, that is not surprising for me at all. Now, what's expected of us during Mercury retrograde in order to use the energy wisely, because there is a purpose for the energy that comes off of that onto the planet. And what we're supposed to do with it is revisit what happened at that time. Now, it does not mean that you go back to those people, you know, or that situation if it wasn't adding to your life, but re-going over and revisiting why things happened the way that they did so that you can take that information and use it to move forward. Does that make sense?
Kind of.
Okay, so these people are popping into your life because of that.
Okay.
They're popping in because of the Mercury retrograde. That's what happens, okay? So
okay.
If you want to know what's going on with your ex-boyfriend, I can help you with that.
Yeah, can you?
Okay, let's take a peek. I need his first name, please.
His first name is Mark.
Mark? Okay. Okay, so basically what I'm being shown is that there's something happening in his life that he keeps trying to obtain or keeps holding on to that's not working for him. Are you aware of what that is?
I'm not sure.
Okay, because it's not being shown really clear to me, but it does look like he's struggling in a mental capacity. Okay.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So, his logic is really taking a like a front seat to his journey, which is actually harming him. Does that make sense to you?
That does make sense.
Okay. Yeah, like there's like a disconnect between the head and the heart. Like they are not working together. They're at odds, basically. Does that make sense? And so does it make sense for you?
I haven't talked to him in probably about 3 weeks, so it could. I don't know. We don't really communicate a whole lot.
Yeah. No, that's okay. But I mean, you probably, towards the, you know, you probably would notice that this was something inside of him prior to this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason that I'm bringing it up is because Spirit's talking to me about being involved in a situation that doesn't serve him. And so I'm not sure what that means, but it does show a huge disconnect between the head and the heart. The next thing that comes up too is that Spirit's going to be rolling out, or the universe, however you like to look at it, rolling out some changes for him that are actually going to provoke some new profound wisdom in his life. Basically, it's a wake-up call.
Oh, okay.
Does
now,
that make sense?
I hope so, because I do know that there's some things going on that he shouldn't be into.
Right.
But do you think Kim and I are going to end up back together?
Okay, well, I'd have to take a look at that. Basically, what it shows is that he needs to find the strength, and he needs to find forgiveness, and it's about himself.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, he has a lot of inner work with regards to self-confidence that needs to happen. And currently how it looks to me is that he's not in a place to be able to utilize the energies to create a relationship with you at this point in time in the way that you're seeking.
Okay.
Now, you have to remember that's how the energy looks, right? Like, he could get up tomorrow and his free will could kick in and he could say, okay, I'm going to do the work. But as of right now, just everything that I'm being shown, it doesn't look like it's happening anytime soon, if that's what you were wondering.
Yeah, that's right. I was curious, because a lot of people say that it's going to happen for me to be prepared. Like, I had a reading recently and they told me to have my pros and cons ready because he's going to come back.
And I mean, and that's okay for people to tell you that, to prepare for it, but it's don't hold the expectation. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Because as
yeah.
of tonight, right now in the reading, he really doesn't have that in his energy in this moment.
Okay.
Because every time we go into a read, it's about the current energy, right? And energy is always changing.
Mm-hmm.
So until someone can keep their energy consistent, right? So if you were to call me in a week and we kept looking at it and I was saying, oh, this is consistent, do you know it would be easier for me? Like, I could give you a time frame as of what it looks like right now in the moment, but I don't know how consistent he is with his energy. And from what Spirit is showing me, he's nowhere near there at this point in time. Does that make sense?
This
but it doesn't mean... The thing is, we have a huge solar eclipse tomorrow as well, which is creating a lot of shifting and changing in people's lives. So this might be creating some change in his life, like I talked about, that wake-up call, that you would see progression over the next 6 months in changes in his own life that may lead him to a place where would eventually be something where you would be more comfortable in being involved. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. My other question would be, if we still have time, is my ex-husband is causing a lot of ruckus in my life with not only myself but also my children. Is this ruckus going to finally come to an end, and is it going to be something that is going to finally go into my favor, and is he really going to be exposed for his true colors?
Your husband?
My ex-husband.
Your ex-husband? Okay. What's his first name, please?
Joshua.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Joshua.
Joshua? Okay. Let's take a peek here. Everything works out in your favor.
Okay. Do you know about how long it's going to take for me to get all of this mess straightened out?
Just hold on a second. I just want to Spirit's asking me to double check the information I'm being given. So I'm just grabbing my timing tarot deck here just to see what they say. Okay. It feels like, it honestly feels like sometime between Christmas and June.
Okay.
Is there a birthday coming up soon?
She's done. She went ahead and had a go. So, okay, great call there. And let's see here. Let's go next here. Again, the phone number 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Okay, that's very important to do. Press the 1 on your phone to get a reading. We're going to go to Florida next, and let's bring in our good friend Faisal to the show.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just, you know, relaxing and, you know, I've been listening to the whole show.
How can I help?
Well, I do want a message from the other side, from my grandmother.
I'm not doing any connecting with deceased loved ones.
Oh, you're not doing that right now?
No, because I often get cut off. My phone connection gets cut off when I do that.
Yeah. Okay. What about job? You know, I'm in this job where it's not paying very well at the moment. Do you see anything coming up, like, you know, as far as, you know, searching a new appointment?
A new appointment?
Yeah.
For a new appointment for what?
So employment. You know, looking for work, like new job.
Oh, okay. Oh, employment. I'm sorry. It's very hard to hear you. So.
That's okay. As long as you know.
Yep. No, employment. I'm taking a peek here. Okay. So what they're showing me is that there is something coming.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing me actually that there's a connection with a male friend who can help you with something regarding employment.
Okay.
Are you aware of who that friend might be?
No.
Okay. And it also looks like it could appear in October sometime.
Okay.
So
it is around my birthday, October.
Pardon me?
I said my birthday is around October.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, no, it does look like there's an opportunity connected to a male friend. So maybe a male friend points you in that direction or helps you get a job, or maybe you'll meet someone and make a new friend who will help you. But it is some sort of connection to a masculine energy friend.
Okay. Do you know what kind of job looks like? Or?
Okay, well, I'll take a peek. Yeah, enough. From the autumn to the winter, they tell me. Okay, so actually, what they're telling me right now is, I'm not sure what you've done for work in the past, but they're actually currently saying that it's going to be something different. So it's going to be something that maybe you haven't done before. The other thing that's coming up too is there's a lot of plants around this job.
Oh, a lot of plants?
Yeah.
Okay. You mean like
so,
a nursery?
Yeah, like I don't know if it's a nursery or what, but there's a lot of plants connected to the job. So, I mean, it might be just something for you to watch out for and maybe know that you're on the right track. Does it mean you'll be working with the plants? I don't know, right? But it is the job or the opportunity is in connection to plants.
Okay. It sounds, you know, I do like plant stuff. I do like trees and all that, you know, those types of things. But it could be in my own stuff. Yeah.
Okay. So. Interesting. Yeah, like it's very very it's very green. That's what they keep telling me too. It's very green. So, and for me that means it'll be something new to you. So maybe something you haven't tried before. But don't let that discourage you.
I can kind of think of one thing that I could have thought of working at this place that I really love in Orlando. It's called Leo's Garden. So beautiful.
Okay.
I can see they're hiring.
Well, maybe you should. Maybe the purpose of our talk is to prompt you.
Yeah. Well, so much. I really appreciate your time and that reading. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. Best of luck.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks for your call, Faisal. Take care. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Always good to hear from Faisal. Kendra, how best do folks reach, how can they reach you for private sessions?
So if you'd like to reach me for private sessions, you can private message me on my Facebook page, which is Surprise Your Spirit, or you can email me at Kendra@surpriseyourspirit.com, or you can go to my website, www.surpriseyourspirit.com, and there is a contact form in which you can just fill out and press the send button, and it shows up in my email box, and then I will get back to you if you just state what you're looking for. But there is a list of services on my Facebook page under the services tab so that you can see what my best-selling services are. Everything is not listed on there, and there are other services that I do offer. So if you're looking for something that may not be listed, please do inquire, and I'm sure we can find what's right for you.
Okay, great. And we think we're going to continue on with the calls. And then just a reminder, folks who are with us right now, at the top of the hour, Psychic Little T is going to be joining us. We're going to continue to take your calls. We're going to stay here as long as we can to reach that miracle tonight. We're still ways from it, $260, so we can help a couple of families tonight. So the links are on the show page, also Facebook Live. And I believe in miracles, and we sometimes have to be patient tonight. So anyway, stay with us and call in to speak to Kendra Walbaum. The number to call in, 347-884-8245, and press the 1 on your phone. And again, all of Kendra's contact information is listed on the show page. All the links you can find there. Kendra's done a lot of wonderful shows with me, so they're all in the archives. So you can go and listen to a lot of the previous shows, almost a whole year's worth. And let's go next to Texas, and let's bring Tammy on into the show for one question. Thank you, Tammy.
Hi, thank you. I just have a quick question. Hi, Kendra.
Hi. How can I help?
I was just curious if you could give me some kind of timeline when the next time I'm going to be able to see my son.
Your son?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have his first name, please?
Brett, B-R-E-T.
Okay. The number 6 is really connected to him. Does that make any sense to you?
Not at this time.
Like, he's not 6 or 16 or his birthday isn't on the 6th or?
No.
Okay. That's interesting. So the first thing that they're actually talking about is they're using the word spring. So this means one of a few things. Either it's going to be in the spring, and if that doesn't seem realistic to you, then when something new takes place in your life, that's when you'll get to see him.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. I have some things I'm working on to get those done so I can leave.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay, yeah. So because when spring shows up for me, it's actually really about the springtime. So which would be like March 21st to June 21st-ish. Or it actually is about once something new comes into your life or happens, then it would be that time period. And usually when it's about the something new, spirit can't give an exact timing because it's dependent on how you're working towards that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay,
thank
cool.
you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, is there anything around that I need to know about my son? How is he doing and stuff?
There's nothing extra here. The only thing that they're actually talking about with regards to you is something about a business venture. And with regards to seeing him, it's like you have the power to make this happen. So they want you to know that you need to do what you need to do as fast as you can. And it just helps everything else come into alignment.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mike. I guess he's not there.
He must have stepped out for a minute. It happens sometimes.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time for me. I really
oh,
do.
Oh, no problem. How old is your son?
34.
He's 34? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just curious because the number 6 is like really connected to him. So it just makes me, I mean, maybe even keep that in the back of your brain as well.
Okay.
You know, like 6 weeks, 6 months, I don't know, but there's something about the number 6 with him. So.
Okay. We'll do it. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Questions since we're waiting.
Sure, he's not back. Why not?
Okay. So in order to make those things happen, I need to get a contract. And I was just curious if you see a timeline on that.
Okay, let's take a peek here.
Okay.
Sure I can. They're talking about being patient, and it looks like sometime in the autumn. So from September 21st until December 21st, sometime in there.
Okay.
There's some sort of timing issue that the universe is trying to work out for you.
Will there be more than one?
More than one contract?
Yes, ma'am.
It looks like the opportunity might present for another contract, but not till the winter time.
Okay.
And the other thing is there's a deep connection to a home, to something around the home. Do you have any idea what that would be?
As far as what's going on here at my house?
Sure, like I'm not sure because they're talking about the potential of another contract during the winter, but it's connected to emotional healing within the home.
That's what it's for. It's for domestic violence issues.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I think that the timing of, because the timing of the autumn one isn't clear yet, they're having a hard time, you know, making that first one happen, but that there would be a second one sometime in the winter, which would be after December 21st, sometime or around that time period.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tam.
You're welcome.
He's there. Thank you.
Thanks, Tammy. Oh, you're looking for me. I'm sorry. I was in the screening room. Okay.
No, no, that's okay. We are good. Handled it.
Great. Sounds like it. All right. Tammy got a little extra reading there. Okay, great. Let's go next to Donna in California. Welcome, Donna.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. Excuse me. Hi, Kendra.
Hello, Donna. How can I help?
Hi. I'd like to know about a relationship. At some point in my life, I'd like to get married.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm senior now.
Okay. Can I ask you a question, Donna?
Sure.
Because Spirit is actually asking me to ask you, why is, quote unquote, getting married important?
Well, I was in a 9-year relationship and, you know, very devoted for 9 years. And then my partner passed away and I had no security whatsoever because we didn't make any kind of arrangements because I wasn't married. So I would like to have security also of being married if I'm going to be a team partner with someone.
Okay. Let's see. All right. So basically what I'm being shown is that there is something headed your way.
Okay.
Before this person can present itself to you, a few things need to happen, okay? So if you want to be able to open to receiving, this is the direction, okay?
Okay.
You've been putting off making an important decision about changing something in your life.
Yes,
are you
that's
aware
right.
Of
about
what
moving.
That is?
About
okay.
moving to my sister's or staying
okay.
here. My sister's an hour away.
Interesting, because the next thing I was going to say is it's a decision connected to family somehow. So, I would say we're right on hitting the nail on the head.
Wow, that's incredible.
The next thing is that you need to work a little bit more on releasing the emotions attached from that loss.
Okay.
There's a piece of the piece that you're connecting to the security piece, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wanting a relationship for the security is actually creating a block. So,
oh, okay.
I would like you to look at that a little bit deeper, do some reading, find a mentor, whatever it is you need to do to help you to understand how the energy and the law of attraction works around that, okay? Just so that you can break the pattern that you're creating.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you break that pattern, it actually opens the door for someone to step forward. Now, the next thing that Spirit wants you to know is there's actually someone already ready for you, but they can't put them there until you've done that work.
Okay, so release the whole idea of getting married.
Yeah,
sharing my life with someone.
Don't put that expectation on there.
Well, I would never mention it to them.
No, but that doesn't matter. But you're holding the energy of having a formal legal commitment connected to security. So you need to trust that the next relationship that's brought to you, regardless of how it plays out, is going to give you the sense of security that you need and not judge the form that it's going to come in.
Yeah, and also because I'm 63 now and I never married. And I think it'd be nice to have a little ceremony on the beach and, you know, have that.
And that's okay. But instead of connecting that to marriage and sense of security, try to switch your perspective to, I would like to have a celebration of life together. Yes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I can do that. Yeah.
Because you're really restricting how the universe can give to you by having, by placing too much on that security piece, like onto that legal piece. It's creating a big restriction, okay? And so the other thing that they're saying is that when you meet this person, there will be no confusion for you. You will know.
Oh, good.
So that should be extremely comforting.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. Am I going to meet him where I live now? Or will it be if I decide to move to my sister's? I don't know about moving to my sister's because I'd be in a little trailer. She's with her husband. I think I'd get pretty lonely in a little trailer. And there's 10 miles
down. You need to understand, though, that they're going to bring this man to you wherever you go, but you need to make that decision that you've been putting off making, whether it's stay or go. Nothing else can happen until that decision is made.
Okay.
Right? Like, this person is here, and the universe is ready to place them wherever it needs to be put. But you're not decided where you're taking your path, so they can't put them in your path if you don't even know what your path is.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, there's no urgency that I have to leave right now. You know, I could stay another year here and decide. It's just I'm alone so much.
No, but no, there is no urgency that you have to leave, but you're putting too much energy into it, and you need to make a choice whether you're going to continue forward from here until the next time you need to make a choice.
Yes.
You're living in too much limbo. That's what they're trying to say.
Yeah.
There's not enough consistency.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'll let you go to the other caller. Thank you so much. That's very
You're
helpful.
So welcome. Good luck.
Okay. Thanks. You have a great evening.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate your call. And let's now, you remember Erica, and we lost her line there at the very end, and she's calling back in with what you were saying at the end, if you remember. Erica, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hi, Erica.
Hi.
Can you please refresh my memory and I'll make my guides call it back?
Yeah, I was talking, I asked you a question, if everything with my ex-husband, the chaos and stuff that he's causing, if it was going to finally go into my favor, and you said yes, and I asked you for a timeline. So you were trying to do coming up with a timeline, and then we got disconnected.
Right. And for some reason, October keeps coming to my brain.
So like 2 months?
Well, the thing that came up for me was from the autumn till next June, okay? So
okay.
I'm going to see if I can call them back. And his name was Joshua, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's have another peek here. Oh, okay. Yeah, that I remember now. I was asking if someone was having a birthday.
Yes, my daughter's birthday is the end of September.
Okay, so what they're showing me is that it might take from the birthday until June 21st for everything to be completely sorted out and worked out in a way that makes you comfortable, but that it is going to shift in your direction. Okay?
Okay.
So from September, from her birthday till 6 months forward, okay? So making sure you're aware of that. And then probably from that mid-June point forward, it should almost feel like it's not an issue anymore.
Oh, finally, because it's been an issue for about 2 years now.
I understand. But, I mean, like I said, things looked really good. And they really looked like they were in your favor and that there would be cause for celebration is actually, I'm actually drawing back the reading now. So, and that's the term that Spirit's using, is there will be a cause for celebration. So, it, you know, you're going to receive some good information and something that's probably going to lessen the load of the weight of the energy that you've been feeling around everything. So,
okay.
You know, you've made it this far, just a little bit farther.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a really good evening, Erica.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, great. And we want to finish here with our final call, but everybody stay on the phone lines. Psychic Little T will be coming up here, so all you got to do is stay where you're at. And let's bring in James to the show. Welcome, James.
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me.
Hi, James. How can I help?
Yeah, I am having an issue because what I'm going to be moving here soon. And
okay.
I feel as if there are certain things that I need to let go of and certain things that I should hold on to, not only in the physical aspect, but also in the spiritual.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you could help me out with maybe not so much the physical, but if there's any emotional or spiritual luggage or baggage that I should let go of before I make this transition.
Okay, so you want to see what Spirit has to say around that for you?
Yes, yes, please.
Okay, let's take a peek here. What state are you from, James?
California.
Okay. Sorry, Spirit's just asking for that, just making sure we... Okay. This change is really good for you. That's the first thing that's coming up. So I don't know if you've had any reservations about it.
I have.
But it's really good for you. The next thing that's coming up to you is two things. So have you faced a financial situation where you've felt alone? And has that been affecting
yes.
you emotionally?
Yes, absolutely. Financially,
okay.
especially. And
okay.
it causes nothing but stress, yes.
Yes, okay. So what they're saying, what they want you to know about this is this is actually the energetic piece where you're stuck, okay?
Uh-huh.
You're not having enough trust and faith in the universe that your material
uh-huh.
needs are going to be taken care of. So in moving forward, I can confidently tell you that as of right now, as long as you're using your resources wisely, there is some
uh-huh.
sort of financial success coming from the planning that you're doing with regards to this change at this point in time.
Okay. And then
so,
one more thing, if I can focus just on one little thing, the physical aspect of it, which
okay.
is I have a collection of, in quite expensive, mind you, they're very expensive, used Lexington steel penis pumps and dildos, and I've been...
Okay, someone has always got to be, but we actually got James's phone number, so anybody wants
really
it?
Nice.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't understand, yeah. Just, you know, wants to be... You know, Spirit told me that, you know, I have to just say this. Spirit told me that the whole call was bad because he said, I'm donating $100. And I said, okay, I said, you said that 10 minutes ago. I don't see it come through. He said, oh, it's spinning. I actually did it twice, man. He said, and all this. And I said, I've never heard any problem like that. And Spirit told me, you know, Michael, he's lying to you. And kind-hearted Mike always, but you know my finger was right next to the mute button, so
no,
I quickly.
And it's actually really funny that you say that, Michael, because I was being shown a huge black cloud.
Yeah.
And so I just go with it. If you're
uh-huh.
gonna waste my time, then whatever.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh well. Yeah, well, that makes them, I don't know. I'll leave it there. Kendra, it's always great having you on. And thanks for coming on tonight. I appreciate you.
No problem. And I hope that you reach your goal. And I would ask and encourage everyone to donate. So.
Thank you. Thank you for your support in the past as well. I appreciate that very much, too. So. All right. Well, you
All
have
right.
a great week, and we'll see you back here next Sunday.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. And everybody else, stay where you're at as Journey on Light continues, as Psychic Little T is coming up next. And we're going to get things charged up and get going. So everybody call on in, 347-884-8245. And just to let you know, my conviction that things are still going to reach our goal tonight, even though we got that crazy guy and we've only received two donations tonight of $20 each. We thank them very much for their donation. But we ask others who are listening, even if you're not calling in, guys, I'm speaking to you. Let's help this family. We're still $260 away from this Sunday night miracle. Of any night of 7 days of the week, if you had to pick one day that a miracle is going to happen in your life, if someone asked you, what day would you pick? We're going to ask Psychic Little T on that. Now, I know the answer is any day. And, of course, any day can happen. But if we had to have an answer from you, I would say Sunday. Sunday has always been the day that you rest and you spend the day, you know, with the Lord, and so that's the way I've always looked at it. But come on, guys, I still believe we can do this tonight. I really do. I'm going to put on a great song, and then we're going to bring on Psychic Little T. So you guys call on in to the show, okay? And we will take your call. 347-884-8245. I know Little T and myself will stay all night if that's what it takes to reach our goal of making something positive happen and to people in need like we did this weekend. Without your guys' help last weekend, none of that would have been possible. None. Zero. All right, here's a great song. We'll be back here right after this. It's called God's Will with Matina McBride.
Met God's will on a Halloween night. He was dressed as a bag of leaves. It hid the braces on his legs at first. His smile was as bright as the August sun when he looked at me. As he struggled down the driveway, it almost made me hurt. Will don't walk too good. Will don't talk too good. He won't do the things that the other kids do in our neighborhood. I've been searching, wondering, thinking, lost and lurking all my life. I've been to work late, and we'd all laugh like I hadn't laughed since I don't know when. Hey Jude was his favorite song. At dinner he'd ask to pray, and then he'd pray for everybody in the world but him. Lost and looking all my life. I've been wounded, jaded, loved and hated.
Everybody here on Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. We're coming into our second hour. We're here because we're believing on a miracle to happen to reach our goal to help those, a family especially in need. And Psychic Little T has been gracious enough to come on and take your calls tonight. And I'll just tell you straight, if you just joined us, we are $260 still short of our goal tonight of helping those in need and love in action. We've been on the air now over an hour and received two donations, $20 each. That's where we're at. Goal tonight is $300. And we, Psychic Little T and myself, we're going to be staying a while until we reach our goal tonight. So come on, make a donation. Any amount helps. Any amount helps. You can use PayPal, GoFundMe. Maybe someone can just donate $260 and we're done. We're believing in a miracle. I don't know if you believe in miracles, but by golly, I know I do. And is it worth it, you know? I don't know if people realize how much energy it takes to do one of these shows, to put the energy and the emotion, and because it's very important when you do shows like this that, you know, you guys didn't drive with me over the weekend. You didn't meet these folks. So you guys, I try the most to make you understand what we're doing here and the help that people that we come in contact with, the help they need. And, you know, I mean, things can happen to people, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, of the lady who is in fear of losing her house because she lost her job and she's standing on the corner with her and her daughter. Daughter's frightened as hell. And are we going to help? I mean, that's what it comes down to. And so Psychic Little T is here, and she's going to take your calls tonight. So call on in, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Let's bring on Little T to the show. Thanks for coming on, Little T.
Hey, Mike. You know it's going to be another crazy night, right?
Yeah, did you hear that last call?
No, I was going to do something and I heard it's going to be crazy again. I was like, okay, let's do this.
Yeah.
Apparently,
well,
your listeners are loving my energy, which I'm excited about.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I can bring it and, you know, you can get people to donate to help other people, that's amazing too.
Yes, yes. I love your energy and I love how your willingness, you know, to stay. And I know it's late for you. It's an hour later than it is here. And just to stay because of, you know, you realize the need. And it's like, hey, if we need to stay a couple more hours, we'll do it.
Well, you know, it's me, my fur baby. My fur baby's name is Chloe. She's in her position. She's ready. She thinks she's my protector.
Oh. Hello to Chloe and little T. We got a well, we forgot this part.
They're amazing,
right.
Aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They are. Okay, well, let's see here. Let's do it, as they say, and bring on some calls. So you guys who are listening, calling in, now if you just can't donate, still call in, okay? Call in. Any show that I do will work in as many calls as I can, okay? So remember that, okay? Some people ask, do I have to pay to get on? It's like, no, you're never paying. It's donating, and if you can't, still call in, okay? The show hasn't changed. It's still the same. Journey Analyzes has been for the past 10 years. Okay, let's go up to Indiana and bring in Tanya to the show. Welcome, Tanya.
Hello.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi.
So what's the million-dollar question?
Any guidance or anything that's coming to you?
I feel a really deep depression.
Right.
I don't want to get too personal, but are you on medication? Because
I
feel like you don't have a handle on this.
I don't, probably at this time.
Okay. Have you talked to your doctors?
I'm going to. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, you need to, like, do that ASAP because I feel like it's beginning to spiral out of, like, control. So, I feel like once you get that under control, then things are going to fall into place. I'm not exactly sure where you want me to look at in the areas of your life, but, I'm not sure if you're unemployed, but I keep hearing job, like, at the forefront.
I'm disabled. I had a quadruple bypass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's always things
empath.
On the side.
Right. And I was told I was empath.
I'm sorry?
I was told I was an empath.
Okay. Well, I think right now it's having a hard time coming through because, like I said, your depression is like a wet blanket right now, and that's why I said that you really need to take control of it, or I don't know if you're in therapy or whatever you do to control it. You know, some people try to use meditation.
Right.
I'm not a doctor, so I don't know.
Right.
So, I mean, if you have more of a direct question.
I don't know. There's a lot going on.
Well, little T, why don't you give her your phone number and she can, if she wants to set up a reading with you, I mean, that'd be best.
Yeah, if you can set up a reading, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, 609-320-7912.
Okay, thank you.
So, I think privately would be a lot better than, on the air. Although I'm sure the listeners would love it, but, you know, I don't like going
right.
into personal.
right. But thank you so much.
Yeah, you can go check out my website and, you know, whatever is convenient for you. We can work something out.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, thanks for your call. A lot of times that's the best thing to do is to call to get a private session. And okay, 347-884-8245 is the number. We're on Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio, in case you're listening on Facebook Live. Then, so what you do is just call the radio show, okay? There's the number. The number is on the Facebook Live. If you scroll up top, you'll see the phone number for the radio show. And again, we're doing this. You don't have to donate, so call in, okay? Everybody just call in. But sometimes people get too, you know, worked around the donation thing. If you can donate, we are looking still to reach our goal tonight still. We're down to $260. We haven't really, you know, really got that total down much at all. But we're looking for a Sunday night miracle. If you can help us, the links are on the show page, GoFundMe, and the PayPal also listed on the Facebook Live. Okay, let's bring in. We spoke to her Thursday. Let's bring her in for a question. Laura in New Jersey, welcome to the show. Let's get her well there. Okay, you're on now.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call.
I've been waiting for your text.
Hi, T.
How are you?
No, I will text you, I promise. We need to get together for sure.
Well, I've been waiting on you. Michael's like, have you heard from her? I was like, no.
I will. I'll do it. I went home to Pittsburgh this past weekend, so next weekend I'm free. Yeah.
How was it?
Well, I had a lot to do. I had a couple friends that were both in different hospitals, and I had to go see both of them.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so what's the million-dollar question?
Okay, so I would like to know what you see for me after I'm done with this contract in October, if you see me getting another contract immediately following that.
To be honest, I feel like it's going to flatline. They just popped a month into my head. I know you don't want to hear this. Please don't yell at me. But I feel the next project is going to be a longer term.
Okay. Well,
I know you don't want to hear this. I'm sorry.
When you say flatline, what do you mean? Do you mean it's going to
flatline,
end earlier?
Like, no, it's going to end, but it's going to be a period of time where you're going to feel like you're scrambling to find another job, but it's going to fall into place. Like, I feel like people are communicating with other people about you, like as far as employers. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So everything's going to work out. I know you're going to have, like, a so-called heart attack. Like, you know, just be like, I need a job. And I know it's around the holidays. And I know people don't want to hear this. And I've said time and time, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. But, again, you know, we're having an eclipse tomorrow. People have been acting crazy, in my point of view, for the last week. So things could change.
Yeah. So how long do you think I'll be out of work before I get another contract?
Like I said, I heard a month. It could be shorter.
Month.
Yeah.
That's
but,
okay.
You
that's
know,
no,
again,
that's nothing. I'm
the
good with
the
that.
Energy is always changing. So who's to say that, you know, you get something in 2 weeks? You know, I'm just using it as an example. So, but yeah, you're definitely going to have to text me and we're going to have to get together.
Yeah,
I will.
You're
the first one I found in the local area.
Well, I'll text you as soon as I get off the phone. How's that?
Okay, thank you, Laura. I'll be looking forward to it.
Okay.
Me too. Thanks, Keith.
Take care, Laura.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go up to the beautiful state. Rose just told me who's coming on. It's raining up there and it's cool. And I said, I love to have that weather where it's like 100 degrees here in Oklahoma just about every day this summer, and I'm tired of it. Rose, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
You're not going to send the rain to me, are you?
No. We'll keep it.
Yeah, you can have it. I've had enough rain here in the last week. I'm tired of it.
So the question I have is regarding my employment. I'm not in good space with where I'm at right now, and I've applied for a couple of jobs, and I'm kind of concerned.
I have to be honest. I'm really not picking anything up with what your next step should be. I feel like it's just flatlined and they're not even, it's just like the Dead Sea. I wish I could give you advice, but unfortunately sometimes this is the way that it works. I don't know if you're blocked, so rarely this happens, but I'm not sure if you want to go to a next career. I know you're saying that you're having a hard time with it.
Yeah, I've thought about moving, and I don't know.
Are you thinking about moving to Florida? Because as soon as you said that, Florida popped in my head.
No, I don't plan on moving to Florida, but I have lived there.
Okay.
For a little while, but I was thinking about moving to my hometown, which is up
okay.
here in Alaska, for a similar type of job.
Okay. Well,
so
I get a so much better feeling with that than what we were just talking about. So I would look into your options, you know, but this is still your final decision. I can give
yeah.
you all the advice in the world or what the spirits tell me, but it's still your final decision.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought somebody would say.
I know
yeah,
you're frustrated.
I'm very frustrated because I'm not sure, you know, what direction I should take, you know, with this.
I can tell
because
you
because I
this.
Am not happy where I'm at. I am
yeah.
not happy.
Well, like I said, if you're really not this happy, then you need to listen to your own instincts and do what you need to do. Because in the long run, you have to make you happy. Nobody else can.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
I mean, if you're not happy in one place and you feel you're going to be happier in another place, then be my guest. I hate moving, though, but, you
know,
people have to do what they have to do.
Yeah, I got quite a bit of things here that I would have to pack if I did make that.
It's called yard sale.
Yeah.
Get rid of it. The less you have to go. You
yeah.
know, that's what you have to do. Put a big old moving sign and let people buy your stuff. The less stuff you have to worry about.
Yeah, that makes
and
sense.
And don't be worried about the valuable stuff. I don't know. For some reason, that just popped in my head, too. Everything's
yeah.
going to work out.
Well, I hope so. I'm hoping so. Yeah.
Well, you know, definitely keep in contact with me because I would be interested to see what the final result of this is. And, you know, I just feel like this is going to be a better option for you versus you staying where you are and being unhappy.
Yeah, I'm really very unhappy where I'm at.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I feel overwhelmed. I've been given additional responsibilities. I'm not being compensated for it, and it's just, it's unreal. I mean, most places you'd think that I would get better treatment, and it's not. It's
yeah, I can relate
I mean,
to how
I'm
you
not,
feel.
Yeah, I'm not being treated fairly, I believe.
Well, then, time to move on.
Yes, yes.
That's the way I see it, and a lot of people don't see it like that. But sometimes you got to make decisions that you don't want to do. Like, people, and I can speak for myself too, don't like change.
Yeah.
And that's what
yeah.
happens. But, you know, you said you want to move back to your hometown, so that's comfortable for you.
Well, I really don't like it there, but I mean, I would, I'm sure
okay,
I would consider it
well,
a lot better.
Well, okay, well then, wherever you want to move to, so be it.
Yeah. And there was one other thing. It was has to do with my clairaudience. I think I've been opening slowly.
Very, 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 very slowly, yes.
Yes. And I,
like, you
I've
want
hearing,
to, but you want to so much that it keeps, like, no, not today. That's why I said
yeah,
use your instinct.
Yeah, like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, I can feel it.
Okay, well, it's been oh. great talking with you, and I know you,
you
have
too.
Other people who would like to talk to you as well. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks for your call. We appreciate
you.
You're very welcome, Rose. Okay, we are live now with Psychic Little T is joining us. If you would like to speak with her, get a psychic medium reading. All you got to do is call in the number 347-884-8245 and then press the 1 on your phone, okay? But do it now and because time is limited. And again, in case you just joined us, we're here for another reason besides helping you guys. We're here to help those less fortunate than us. We're speaking about our homeless mission, love in action. And if you can donate tonight, it is very much appreciated. We are still, our goal of helping a family, we are still $260 away from that goal. And like last Thursday, you know, there was plenty of time where we thought, there ain't no way we're going to be able to donate, I mean, receive $600 to help the families. But lo and behold, people came up and believed and knew miracles happened and made a donation. You can make a donation either at the GoFundMe link that's on the show page or PayPal, which is also on the show page as far as the address. And also those links, well, I will put them back on Facebook Live, the chat room that I'm at right now, the live Facebook. I had to restart that a couple times tonight. A lot of lovely things. Okay, so call on in. Press the 1 on your phone. And let's go next now. Little T, we're going to stay in Alaska. We're going to bring in, actually, Rose's daughter, Stephanie, on the line here.
Hello.
Welcome, Stephanie.
Hey,
yes,
Stephanie.
Hello.
Did we lose
Hi,
her already? Okay.
I'm wondering what is in store for me in career and my a change in living situation for
wow.
me and my son.
You're a lot like your mom. You're very intuitive. And again, I feel like I'm blocked with you. And when talking to your mom before, like I said, follow your instincts. Does this make sense?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. I'm not sure as far as career. I know you feel really concerned. Wow. Yeah, you're just really blocked right now. So let me ask you this. What do you feel you should do?
I don't know.
Okay.
Mean, as far as living situation, if my mom relocates, I don't know when and how, you know. Because I'm currently unemployed and
okay.
staying with family, so I have a little bit of money coming, but I don't know.
And can I ask how old your son is? Because I'm hearing a number 7.
He's 13.
Okay. So, wow. I wonder where the number 7 comes in it. Is that somebody's birthday? Anyway, let's move on.
No. Okay.
Wow. So, basically, there's just a lot of things that you need to figure out. And, unfortunately, I don't have the answers, but I do feel like your mom does. Whether your mom moves in 6 months or if she moves another year and you move with her, I just really feel like you need her love, her guidance, her, not her abilities, her knowledge. Go ahead. Did I lose you?
No, I'm still here.
Yeah, I really feel like you and your mom are close. And you need to listen to her advice. I know you don't want to hear this, but she has your best interest. And, you know, it may be to the point where you might have to leave Alaska if you can't find a job. And I'm just speaking from the heart as a mother myself. So, you know, you're going to have to figure out, you know, how to open yourself up again. Because obviously there's a lot of hurt there, which is also, for me, blocking what, you know, how I can use your energy to let you know where to go. But to be honest, I think your mom already knows the answers. So,
she is looking to move out of the city that we're in now.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, if they want me to go, then I'm going to go. So you need to figure out what you're going to do.
Right. Do you want to go?
No.
Okay. So you know that what that means. I mean,
yeah.
I know, sweetie, you're going to have to see what you can do to get a job, get back on your feet. I mean, who knows? Your mom may not move for another 2 years. Again, just talking to her, she's just as blocked too. So, and I know these are not the answers you wanted to hear, but like I told the other caller, things could change in a week. The energy could change. But this is what I'm feeling right now. And I wish I could, like, hug you and make everything better. But unfortunately, I can't. And, you know, one thing I feel like I need to tell you is it's a hard lesson, but you're going to learn from it. You're going to grow as a person. I know you can cuss me out now, but you'll thank me later. You're going to be like, this is not what I wanted her to tell me. But coming from a mom's heart, I have to be honest. Because I wouldn't want somebody to lie to my kid either. You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
You know, you got a 13-year-old boy. Mine just turned 18 2 days ago. So, and let me tell you, the time goes by very quickly. So, it's definitely a lesson that's going to be learned. I'm not sure when. So, time to put your boots on and start grinding the pavement, so to speak. And I'm not even sure if it's summer up there yet or what season it is up there for you guys.
We're at the end of summer.
Okay. So you guys have the same that we do. Cool. And you go back to the 20 feet of snow.
Sometimes.
Yeah. You guys can have it. So I hope I made you feel better.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. My job's not always the best.
Have a good night.
You too.
Okay.
Alrighty, we thank you for your call. Can you hear me? So,
yeah. That stinks.
Yeah, well, you know, she's got to find her path, and just got to,
she will.
Yeah,
Mom's right
there,
trust me.
Right. So, a lot of times it's not easy, but, you know, that's when we learn the most is when we have our struggles that we go through, and that's the reason,
right.
You know, we're here for. None of us like to, I didn't like to go in through losing everything in 08, and then I didn't really care to go through the tornado 3 years ago.
Yeah, I knew the feeling.
Could have passed on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know the feeling. So.
Not so much the tornadoes, but I know all the rough areas in life that you're just kind of like, why am I going through this? And then you get out of the situation and you're like, oh, well, I learned X, Y, Z. That's why I had to go through it.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah. Well, I know you helped her, so, and the mom, so that was great, and Laura. So, we are at the end. We have not reached our goal yet, but we've taken all the calls that are here. So, so we have given all of our energy, so it's up to you guys. Still at $260 needed or a goal. Still believe in miracles. We still have the nighttime Facebook guys or people who are listening live or archive that, you know, I believe will still come through. So anyway, I want to thank you, T, for coming on tonight. And we'll for sure see you Thursday, but we might see you some more too this week. So you never know, right?
Hey, anytime you need me. And let me remind your listeners
that
when you call me for a private reading, it is a paid reading, not a free reading. The free readings are on the show.
Right. Yep. Exactly. Because that's your work. And when we work, we have to be compensated, just like if you worked at a bank or Walmart, you know, anywhere. You're going to be paid for your time because you have to be. Unless you're, you know, Donald Trump's son or something.
Trump.
Right.
Don't get started on this again.
I won't talk about $1 million loan. Okay.
Yeah, like you said, I have to get paid for my services, and I still have bills like everybody else. You know, I wish I could just wipe them away, but I don't.
But I will say, you are very good in what you do, and your rates are very, very reasonable. So, I definitely recommend to everybody. What is the phone number again to get that out there to the folks for you?
It is 609-320-7912. If I do not answer, please leave a message. There are so many unwanted solicitings or the scam calls calling my phone, it's ridiculous. Or if you can send me a text, an email, all the information is on my website, which is psychiclittleT.com.
Yes, I know the feeling. When you become a public figure, you know, you got to have like two lines, one for business or one that you don't answer, or and then one that's your private line.
It's so bad that the cell phone company is put in likely scammer. And I'm wow. Yeah.
People who call you?
Yeah. They're always, it could be like, oh, well, you didn't pay your insurance this month. And I'm like, seriously? I don't even have an insurance bill, but whatever.
Right.
You know, I had one call me for student loans. Now, mind you, I just graduated last year, so I got plenty of student loans. But at the time, I was still in school. And he said, yeah, give me your credit card number so we can put $5,000 on your credit card. I said, I don't have a credit card. He's like, what do you mean? You don't have a debit card? I was like, no. The Better Business Bureau had just sent me an email 2 days prior stating that there were scams out there like this. So I hung up on the guy. They call back 2 days later. I hung up again. So, yeah, there's a lot of craziness going on in this world.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right, I'll let you go, little T, and have a good week. We'll talk to you soon.
You too.
Okay,
all right, thank you.
Thank you, everybody. All right, everybody, that's going to do it. But, folks, again, the links, you know where they are to donate. We're still looking to reach our goal of $260 left. And if you need to send me a message on Facebook, Michael Long, most of you guys are friends with me. And we'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be starting at 4:30 Eastern time. 4:30 Eastern time tomorrow. And then we'll have a late show at 9 Eastern, okay? When Nashville's astrologer, Jennifer will be here. So good night, everybody. Much love to all of you.